Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, two doctors and no talk of medicine. On the program, Dr. Maria Sheehan, president of Truckee Meadows Community College, and Dr. Heath Morrison, superintendent of the Washoe County School District. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Bill Brainerd and Dick Gamick. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans. We are TRI.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, very pleased to welcome back to the program Dr. Maria Sheehan. She is the president of Truckee Meadows Community College, and Dr. Heath Morrison, the superintendent of Washoe County School District. Pleasure to have you both on the program. The numbers are out there. Your thoughts so far?
Very difficult time for us. All of the colleges and universities have their cut, and we know for Truckee Meadows Community College it's $10.3 million after a cut of over $7 million, $7.5 million in the last biennium. So this is a large undertaking and will require a substantial reduction of sections, and we're very concerned about the part-time faculty we will be losing and the elimination of some programs that's on the table right now. Certainly the reduction of many of our high-cost programs.
Okay, are you able to give examples at this point of some of those programs that may go if there's no further funding?
Some of the programs that have been our very best programs, our most successful programs, such as our nursing program, and I think we talked about that some time ago, how important it is to produce nurses at this time in...
Huge fight, let's just point this out, in northern Nevada, for any qualified nurse, every hospital, including the VA, goes after them full tilt.
Yes, and most of our nurses, I would say 95% of them already have a job before they even complete their program. So we'll be looking at reducing the number of slots for nursing students. It's already extremely very, very extremely competitive. We'll be reducing those numbers, and that means fewer nurses for badly needed slots throughout our community. So we're very concerned about that.
How many people do you think you're going to end up having to lay off?
In the part-time area, we're looking at hundreds, and for our personal enrichment courses, we're eliminating those.
What does that mean?
That means courses that are lifelong learning, courses that are not core credit courses, and we've had a huge array of them from, you know, Spanish for traveling, and individuals come back and pay for those courses, but that is the revenue generated does not meet the needs of the college today. So personal enrichment courses has a triple impact on the community when you don't offer that. So it's a site that doesn't get revenue, and it's a professor or teacher that does not get hired, and it is an impact on the community member that wants that class.
And Heath, I'm going to bring you into the conversation here in a moment here, but I wanted to ask, in terms of being able to raise revenue from the students, are you going to be able to do that?
We have to do that, and the dilemma is the students have borne a huge amount of the burden in terms of increases. And they spoke out at the last meeting of the regents just this past week, and they said no more, we can't do it any longer. But neither can we try to move forward with the massive cuts that we're looking at without the participation of students. So the Board of Regents will be looking at somewhere between 10% to 15%, and that will be what we would require students an increase in fees. So for us at TMCC, if we move to 13%, let's go in between, it would move a three-unit class from approximately $204 to about $234. That would be the increase. But then another increase would occur the very next year. So 13 and 13 or 15 and 15, that is what we're looking at. But that decision will be not made at the college level. That will be made by the Board of Regents.
Right. Okay, let's talk about the Washoe County School District. We're going to be talking about the Clark County School District in our next broadcast. Mm-hmm. The effects of the budget on you so far?
Well, it's much like Dr. Sheehan said, it's huge. The proposed budget that the legislature is looking at, according to noted economist Jeremy Aguero in Las Vegas, is the single largest cut in recent history to education. And so it's a $630 million reduction in the main per pupil funding. It's a $425 million sweep of capital reserve money to go into operating expense. It's combining the categorical, such as full-day kindergarten and class size reduction in the early grades by some $19 million, and it's a repurposing of $120 million from room tax money for other purposes when it was designated for education. So when you put it all together, it's in excess of $1 billion that K-12 funding is being reduced in this proposed budget. And for Washoe County, we're projecting out that it could mean as much potentially as $75 million. That's both the loss of local, state, federal revenue, and that's after having to cut $37 million last year and $44 million for 3 years prior to that. So it's going to have huge consequences if it's actually the budget that is adopted.
Are you seeing the same thing that's happening with Clark County School District, where they want to take money that was to build schools for operating funds?
Yeah, and we're very concerned about that. We certainly understand the desire to find other ways to bring revenue into this conversation, but we're very, very much concerned about this idea, which is to take the debt reserve, which currently is around 100%. Originally, in the first proposal by the governor, was to bring it down to 50%. Now it's to bring it all the way down to about 2%. That would generate some additional monies that would be swept to use for operating expenses. But we're really concerned about that would do for our capital needs. That's how we build our buildings. That's how we renovate aging schools. We fix capital needs projects for our schools. We're worried about that would do to our bond rating. We're worried about the fact that we would have to go back at some point as early as next year to go and ask the voters in Washoe County to be so kind as to vote again in a positive way for a rollover bond reserve. And we're very worried that what that would do in terms of their willingness to do that. And in many ways, we're looking at this could put us out of the capital construction business over the next 7 or 8 years. So if a school has facility needs, we'd have no way to address them other than to go into our operating budget. So we might be having to decide where to lay off teachers to fix a generator at a school, and that's a horrible position to be in.
All right, let's take a break. More with these two doctors when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
Urgent means. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
1-800-805-1248.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Maria Sheehan. She's the president of Truckee Meadows Community College, and Dr. Heath Morrison, Washoe County School District Superintendent. I want to address the point where we left going into the commercial break there, which is this whole question of public trust. You know, the public has been very clear over the years that they will vote for specific things if they think that those specific things are what they want done. And at times, and certainly the Washoe County School District has suffered from this, if they don't believe that the district is doing what it should be doing, they won't give you the money. How big a deal is this going to be for, like you say, now you're just looking for a rollover next year, but you're going to have to come back because you need funds, you know, to be taking care of the schools.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, that's one of our biggest concerns, and it's a concern we've expressed every opportunity we've had to speak with the governor's staff. And clear, they're hearing us, and they understand it's in the context of this bigger budget battle that's going on down in Carson City. But for us, it's very simple and very clear. There are 17 school districts in the state of Nevada. Every other school district has multiple ways to generate funds for capital projects, to build new schools, renovate aging schools. We have one, and that's a rollover bond. We have to go out to the public. We explain what we need to do. The public either votes for it or doesn't, and 10 years ago they voted to allow us to do this, and we have huge capital needs in our school district. A lot of aging schools, a lot of facilities that need upgrading, and so if that were so our biggest concern is if this happens, and then the voters next year when we go out, and we built a lot of public trust in the last year and a half, but when they say, okay, how do you protect this from happening again? How do we know that these monies won't be swept to go into some other fund? It'll be very hard for us to guarantee that that won't happen, and so we're very concerned about the implication, not only of not being able to do capital projects in the here and now, but not having monies available in the future to do things that we know we need to do for our schools.
Let's talk about Truckee Meadows Community College. Obviously, with this recession, there's been tremendous growth at the school, but what increase have you seen over the last 3 years?
Well, we saw our strongest increase in the fall of 2009, 8% student enrollment growth. Since that time, we've remained steady and dipped just a little bit. So we know that the demand is there, but that demand is going to be dampened by what we're going to be experiencing in the next biennium. With the fees going up,
you won't have any room.
Right. We will be limiting the course offerings, okay, therefore limiting the number of students that can enter those courses. The students are going to have to pay more in order to enter the courses, so we will have less to offer them. They will pay more for less that they will receive, and we'll be more restrictive in terms of who enters the programs. Just like the nursing program, where we only have so many slots, we're going to be more restrictive in terms of who can enter. So it's a mission of community colleges with this new budget is really shifting and changing dramatically.
What do you think about the idea of some of the community colleges actually going away?
Well, there's been much discussion about that, and the citizens of Northern Nevada, especially the community colleges, there's been a discussion about closure or merger, but the citizens of Northern Nevada need education, especially the rural institutions like Great Basin College. It's 4 hours away, and so for us to merge and expect that there could be one Northern Nevada college with a span of control as vast as it is, I think we have to remember our history. And Western Nevada College, we grew out of WNC, and we grew out 40 years ago because the span of control was such that it didn't make sense for them to be together. So you have a separate identity for Western Nevada College and a separate identity for Truckee Meadows Community College. So to merge them is problematic in many ways and detrimental to students and to the ability of the community to really feel it has its own community college that it can support. And we're going to depend on that support dramatically in the years ahead.
Heath, let me turn to another area, which is that we're starting to see population leaving Nevada because mm-hmm. the jobs just aren't there. And right. really, that's a natural outflow of how the resolution of unemployment is dealt with. You go to where the jobs are. What are you seeing the effects in the school district? Are you seeing drop-off in numbers of students?
Well, we actually thought last year we had projected about a 1.3 decline in overall enrollment, and we stayed set. We actually didn't lose or gain, and so we're thinking that's going to hold again for next year. But again, as we look at the unemployment rate, you know, we lead the country in unemployment at close to 15%. And so if we're not generating new jobs here soon, then it's only inevitable before we start to, same in Clark County, they will start to see a decline in student enrollment. So, you know, we certainly understand, you know, making economic development a priority. We, you know, Dr. Sheehan, myself, Dr. Glick at UNR, we get together every month. We talk as much economic development as we do education. We want to be a part of what brings businesses here, keeps businesses in Northern Nevada, but we're continuing to monitor that. So right now we're staying flat, but that's only going to hold as long as we continue to keep jobs here.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much. We really appreciate you being here. Tough times. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us,
Marty,
people care
point.
Is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
The best just got better. Northern Nevada's greatest, tastiest burger joint is making it even easier with you in mind.
Tahoe Burger, just off of Robb Drive, is streamlining their daily menu. From breakfast to dinner, you get to build your own with your favorites. Same delicious burgers, same sumptuous breakfast. The difference, you pick the size and the fixings. Build your own with the same top quality ingredients, same great taste, all in an affordable price. It's Tahoe Burger, making it better your way. Tahoe Burger, the burger with altitude.
Reno Auto Sound is now serving you better than ever. We sell numerous high-tech audio and video products from Pioneer, JBL, Kenwood, Infiniti, JL Audio, and many others. We also offer auto alarms, DVD players, navigation systems, and window tinting for just $99 on any car. Or how about installing a remote car start for just $199 or a brand-name CD player for just $99? We can install any equipment purchased at Reno Auto Sound or elsewhere.
I'm heading down to Reno Auto Sound.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, just want to point out that Dwight Jones, the superintendent of Clark County School District, will be on the next broadcast. We're joined by a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick, the Washoe County District Attorney, is here, and Bill Brainerd, community activist. I guess I will play the Democrat on today's show. In talking more about budget cuts, the county has asked you to look at potentially 33% cuts in the district attorney's budget.
We're doing some scenario planning now where we have been asked to look at 10% to 25% of the budget because of what the legislature is doing, and then we're also been told that we're looking at another 8% in addition to the 1.7% we've already done this year. So it comes out to 33% in planning to see where we're going to wind up, and that you become ineffectual if you start cutting that much out of your budget. I mean, you just
literally, what would happen in that kind of scenario if that worst case scenario came through?
We're going through it now and we're looking at it, but that means if I were to cut more than half of my attorneys, I still wouldn't make that. And we do the civil work, we do all the criminal prosecution, we do the child welfare, and we're doing family support. We're down to just our basic mandated requirements now by the legislature because we've gotten rid of all the other programs that we were doing just due to all the budget cuts and stuff. And I fully understand where we're at from revenues. I mean, this isn't shots at the commission or anybody else. It's a fact of life. You just heard two of the top educating people, and throw Milton Glick in that mix, and I think we are very fortunate in this community for having those three people here for education, but they're in the same boat. I mean, they're getting whacked really bad too, and I don't know where this ends.
Are there any federal mandates that you're in danger of running afoul of?
We in the Family Support Division in particular, that is mostly controlled by federal law.
Do any of the federal grants provide for your offices? I know they do for police forces, but do you get any federal grants?
We in family support, we pull a big federal grant. But what happens time and again, and it really came to home when President Clinton did the Project 100,000 for police, no one ever thinks about the next step into prosecution and doing grants and stuff like that to prosecutors. So we wind up getting more of a caseload without the assets.
And then also once the federal grant money runs out, then it's up to the cities and the counties to maintain those salaries.
That's part of the requirement, that they have to assume those positions.
All right. So the worst kept secret on the planet. In fact, I think the last three interviews we've done with Congressman Dean Heller, we have just approached it from the point of view that he was running for the U.S. Senate seat. He finally announced yesterday in a letter to his supporters that he is running for the U.S. Senate. Your thoughts? Does he run alone in the primary at least?
Well, I received one of those letters and was very glad to hear that he is running for Senate. Now, what was your question, Sam?
Were you shocked? No.
No.
I'm kidding about that. Do you think that he's going to have a challenger in the primary?
Oh, I don't know. Sharon Angle has all of those old signs out there, and she continues to get out-of-state money. She might try it again, but I don't think she's that stupid, but it's possible. I don't think he's going to have any. Probably the guy that would have run a good race for that job, not against Heller, but for that job, would have been Brian Krolicki. I hope that Brian switches over and now will run for Heller's job as a representative.
And the signs are certainly out there that that's a good possibility. Dick, John Ensign has received a lot of criticism over the last few years on this program and elsewhere about not really being very supportive of the state Republican Party in terms of fundraising or anything else for that matter. He continues to occupy this office. With the endorsement of Brian Sandoval yesterday for Dean Heller, doesn't it make sense for John Ensign to step down, let Dean Heller take that position, and be able to run as a sitting senator rather than as a congressman?
That would make sense, but then we'd have to backfill his position in Congress, too.
Exactly.
And the one thing you run into today, it sounds simple, and it makes sense, and it's something that could be done very quickly, but today, with the empowerment that we're doing to so many groups of people, rather than our representatives, we get power to these, and the people that come forward are the ones that shouldn't be coming forward. They'll get it all tied up in a knot, and they'll have to get their two bits in, and they'll have to go through a process, and it'll turn into just a boondoggle, so I'm not so sure if that would be the way to go, although it does make sense and it would make things very simple.
Well, you saw another example, though. I mean, I'll play the devil's advocate here with the Washoe County Commission appointing Greg Brower. There were a lot of people that wanted that job to replace Senator Raggio, but the commission did a pretty good job, I thought, of cutting through the chaff to get where they wanted to get to.
They did, and they made a great appointment. I supported Greg Brower in that effort, but the my whole point is they are elected representatives of the people. They're elected to make those kinds of decisions, but by the time you go through all this process, you're down the road 2, 3, 4 months, and it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy that could be used in other areas, is my point. By going through that process, if they were to follow the law and just follow the simple, straightforward process to replace Senator Ensign, then we could get it done, and we would have acting senator or Senator Heller in there, and then they'd have to point someone to Congress.
I agree with Dick. I don't think it's a good idea for the appointment at this particular time. Leave him where he is, then let whoever wants his job form up in the primary for that job, and then let's see who's left in there. I don't want to see another group divided, you know, with Tartanian and Loudon, and all of a sudden down the middle, after you split all the good Republican votes, somebody else runs down the middle. I don't want to see that in that election.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you, gentlemen. Spirited discussion as always. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
People say to me, gosh, you look great. And I say, why, thank you, because, of course, I haven't really told too many people that I did this, and no one really knows until now.
Imagine how it feels to look completely refreshed and years younger in one easy step.
After the age of 40, most women get into the mirror and they do a little temporary fix. When you have the quick lift done, it's not a temporary in the mirror thing, it's lasting.
Haven't you waited long enough? Isn't it your turn to turn back the clock? Call now to schedule your quick lift appointment.
I feel amazing. I never thought a quick procedure could be that easy and have such a great result.
Now is the time to join the thousands of women just like Janet who are enjoying the lasting beauty of the quick lift. Call now to receive a free brochure at 1-800-321-LIFT. That's 1-800-321-LIFT. Call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, we continue to take a look at education with the superintendent of the Clark County School District, Dwight Jones. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.